year. I think they had a 3rd and 48. I mean, that's the first time I've ever seen something like that. So, I mean, they really do play a big part in it.
RJ Hawk visiting with Sean McGrath, the former Henderson State Ready, now a Kansas City Chief.
Fear the beard.
Yeah, he interviewed his beard, and Sean spoke up a few times too. You can hear the entirety of that interview coming up on Overtime.
OT.
On
the Buzz Radio Network.
Well, I don't know if he's going to air that today or tomorrow, because he's not on there today. He's on there tomorrow. I'm assuming they're going to run it tomorrow.
It's a safe bet.
Sean McGrath. Not to be confused with, what's the guy's name?
Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray. What's his name?
Is that his real name?
Sean McGrath.
Something McGrath.
Matt, what's the lead singer of Sugar Ray's name? Don't act like you don't know.
That is his name.
Sean McGrath?
Mark McGrath. Really?
Mark McGrath.
Thank you.
Yeah, that guy.
Every morning and then I hang it. Oh, it's terrible. Great anyway, team. Hey, Arkansas, thank you for voting Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep number one for your favorite place to buy your vehicles for the 19 years in a row running going on. 19. Almost 20. Continuing to offer the best price, best selection, and the best service in the state. Where? Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Number one, number one, number one. And if you're a Jeep guy like Chris, you don't care that it's raining. No, you're just excited that you have a Jeep.
Take the top down. I don't care.
That's it. It's going to clean out the inside, my friend. The largest inventory in the state at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for you to choose from, and always saving you thousands over any other dealer in the state, and more for your trade. So when it's time to trade up that Jeep, there are your options.
I know where to go.
Eventually, your wife will. Once you guys have a couple of little canes running around, you're going to need probably a Grand Cherokee instead of the Wrangler.
Good point.
Yep. Don't forget about the great service after the sale. Best technicians in the country. It's Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton. Or shop online at Landers.com. Or if Uncle Chris wants to take, you know, Parker and Maddox around, you might want to let me upgrade. Just
we can do it.
Top 10 Tuesday coming up in a mere moments. Steve.
Yeah, guys. Talk about Jeff Long just for a moment. I think that's great. I remember when, of course, we all remember when Petrino, initially it was just thought as an accident, and then it did come out that there was someone else on the bike. And I watched a lot of Dan Patrick back in those days. I was getting onto the Buzz, and now I listen to you all the time. But and Dan Patrick is pretty sharp. He's pretty smart. But this is what's so cool about this. He predicted, before Long addressed the issue of firing or keeping Petrino, he predicted, he said, they're going to keep Petrino. He said they had 11 wins. And he kind of disrespected or kind of said, you know, they're not going to fire him. And then when Jeff Long basically made that press conference and did, I was proud of him, man, because Petrino was so successful. I'm sure there was pressure on him to find a way to keep him. But anytime Fancy Pants Dan Patrick's wrong, and it was interesting, I continued to watch the show. He didn't really address that after that.
Yeah, well, we don't like to talk about the predictions we make that are wrong.
Well, that's right. That's right. But I just wanted to say I think it's cool. I think Jeff did the right thing. He even alluded, I think, on an interview with you in a very funny way that he made a bad mistake last year. I think his sense of humor, I was listening to that, is also great. But I wish him the best. I'm not worried about these Razorbacks. We got a good coach. It's just going to take a little time.
All right. Hey, appreciate the call very much.
You bet.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Okay, Justin.
If I can find that comment, I will. Jose, like the game with Alabama last weekend, or this weekend, hopefully, much like the Jacksonville Jaguars against the Denver Broncos last weekend, I congratulate your Ole Miss Rebels for covering the Vegas number against Texas A&M over the weekend.
You know, if they just run the ball in the last 3 minutes and 24 seconds, kick the field goal, it'd be a different ball game, right?
Never thought I would say this, but I thought pretty poor clock management by Hugh Freeze.
I cannot agree any more with you than that. It was just pathetic, and everybody around me was wanting to said, put in Bernady, you know, just get him in there again, you know, and let him run the ball and throw a pass and let's get out of here. But I have to tell you, on the loud stadium monitor, I've never heard it any louder at Ole Miss than it was Saturday night. It was great atmosphere, great game, and wow, it was just.
Johnny Manziel's putting butts in the seats at Kyle Field and everywhere else he goes, safe to say,
Yeah, he was. And, you know, when he got hit in the second quarter, actually didn't get hit, but when he kind of.
He fell down, went boom?
He did. Everybody thought, well, maybe we have a chance here.
Yeah.
But so much.
Yeah. Then he came back.
They would have.
He did. He came.
Appreciate the call, my man.
Hey, what's the line on the game this week?
Arkansas?
The 28?
28.
28.
Okay, all right.
For Alabama, well, by the way, just in case
you're
curious.
Serious? Really?
Yeah, well, you know what? There is an interesting line this week. Thanks for the call. Clemson is hosting Florida State this week, and Florida State is actually favored by three.
On the road.
On the road.
All right.
Odd. Clemson's number three in the country, allegedly, right? Okay, we're going to get through – I don't know if we can get through all of this. We'll try, though. Okay, Top 10 Tuesday. So, Top 10 Tuesday, presented by Chris Kane.
That's what I'm here to do.
All right, it's the top 10 sports calls ever.
This is going to be epic.
According to this list. I wish we had a little more time, but we've got so much coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. And maybe we'll hit back on these, a couple of them later on. But this one starts with horse racing. Secretariat dominated the competition in the 1973 Triple Crown races. It looked so easy. Set the track record in the Derby and won the Preakness with ease. Poised to win the first Triple Crown in 25 years. And it sounded like this.
He's into the stretch. Secretary leads his field by 18 lengths. And now Price Approach is taking second. And Mike Ballard is moved back to third. They're in the stretch. Secretary has opened a 22-length lead. He is going to be the Triple Crown winner. Here comes Secretary to the wire. An unbelievable, an amazing performance. He hits the finish 25 lengths in front. It's going to be Price Approach second. Mike Ballard.
Yes, great audio quality back in the day, but he did win, so take my word for it. Number nine on the list, a play that will forever haunt Miami fans. Doug Flutie, 1984, on his way to winning the Heisman Trophy. A touchdown that will never be forgotten for Boston College fans.
Now scrambles away from one hit. Looks, uncorks a deep one for the end zone. Phelan is down there.
Oh, he got it!
Did he get it?
He got it!
If you want to win two tickets to the Spark event Thursday night, $100 a piece. That is a $200 value. Tell me who the Miami quarterback was that was left sad at the end of that one because he had let his team down the field for a go-ahead touchdown with 28 seconds to go. Should have been over.
Do you think he remembers it?
I guarantee he does because he's got a lot of bad things to think about, and that's just one of them. Number eight on the list, stay in the northeastern part of the country. The 1965 Eastern Conference Finals, Game 7, Johnny Most, one of the great voices in the history of sports, with the call.
5 seconds left. Boston only has a one-point lead.
Greer's putting the ball on a play. He gets it out deep, and Havlicek steals it.
Havlicek steals the ball. Johnny Most, I think he smoked one cigar.
Sully said he always grew up wanting to be Johnny Most living in Boston.
Close enough for me. Number seven on the list comes from the world of soccer. Diego Maradona, 1986 World Cup. I don't know what this guy is saying, but it's awesome.
Football.
That dude is really excited.
I got every word.
I got to tell you, if you look up the video of it, it is a great goal. Matt, is that not an awesome goal? Yeah, exactly. He's not even paying attention, but it was totally cool. One last call here. This is number six on the list, Tiger Woods, 05 Masters, breaking Chris DeMarco's heart and basically ending his career.
Well, here it comes. Oh, my goodness. Have you seen anything like that? This guy's pretty good.
Yeah, this just in. Thank you very much. We'll do the top five coming up. Let's see if we can get an answer to our trivia question quickly from Razor Mike. Razor Mike, yes. Who was the Miami quarterback that had his heart broken that day by Flutie?
It was Bernie Kosar.
Razor Mike. Congratulations. Enjoy yourself.
Sir. That third.